啊，我们亲爱弟兄姐妹，大家平安。
Peace be among our brothers and sisters。
啊，我们晚上啊，照王例要一起来学习主耶稣所说的比喻。
And according to our regular schedule, we are going to be studying the Bible。
啊，晚上要一起来学习的是浪子的比喻。
So tonight I'd like to use the parable of the lost son as today's sermon.
我们一起来看路加福音的十五章。
Let's turn our Bibles to Gospel of Luke chapter 15.
路加福音十五章十一节到三十二节。
Luke chapter 15, verses 11 through 32.
十五章十一节。
Luke chapter 15, verse 11.
耶稣又说。啊，一个人有两个儿子，十二节。小儿子对父亲说：“父亲，请你把我应得的家业分给我。”他父亲就把产业分给他。啊，十三节。过了不多几日，小儿子就把他一切所有的都收拾起来，往远方去了，在那里任意放荡，浪费资财。十四节。既耗尽了一切所有的。又遇着那地方大遭饥荒，就穷苦起来。十五节。于是去投靠那地方的一个人，那人打发他到田里去放猪。十六节。他恨不得拿猪所吃的豆荚充饥，也没有人给他。十七节。他醒悟过来，就说：“我父亲有多少的雇工，口粮有余，我到在这里饿死吗？”十八节。我要起来。到我父亲那里去，向他说：“父亲，我得罪了天，又得罪了你。”十九节。从今以后，我不配称为你的儿子，把我当作一个雇工吧。二十节。于是起来往他父亲那里去，相离还远，他父亲看见，就动了慈心，跑去抱着他的颈项，连连与他亲嘴。二十一节。儿子说：“父亲，我得罪了天，又得罪了你。从今以后，我不配称为你的儿子。”二十二节。父亲却吩咐仆人说：“把那上好的袍子快拿出来给他穿上，把戒指戴在他指头上，把鞋穿在他脚上。”二十三节。把那肥牛犊牵来宰了，我们可以吃喝快乐。二十四节。因为我这个儿子是死而复活，失而又得的，他们就快乐起来。二十五节。那时大儿子正在田里，他回来离家不远，听见作乐跳舞的声音。二十六节。便叫过一个仆人来，问是什么事。二十七节。仆人说：“你兄弟回来了，你父亲因为他无灾无病的回来，把肥牛犊宰了。”二十八节。大儿子却生气，不肯进去。他父亲就出来劝他。二十九。他对父亲说：“我服侍你这多年来这多年从来没有违背过你的命令，你并没有给我一只山羊羔叫我和朋友一同快乐。”三十节。但你这个儿子和娼妓吞进了你的产业，他一来了，你倒为他宰了肥牛犊。三十一节。父亲对他说：“儿啊，你常和我同在，我一切所有的都是你的。”三十二节。只是你这个弟兄是死而复活，失而又得的，所以我们理当欢喜快乐。记得上次在跟大家分享这个失羊的比喻的时候。
I remember last time when we were learning about the parable of the lost sheep.
大概有把主耶稣在这里一口气连续讲了三个比喻的背景跟大家分享过。
And I still remember we were talking one time about three of the parables of Jesus.
原因是因为当时众税吏和罪人都挨近耶稣，要听耶稣讲道。
Because at that time, the tax collectors and sinners were all gathering around to hear Jesus talk.
此举让这个法利赛人和文士就私下的议论耶稣说说主耶稣接待罪人又同他们吃饭。
And that caused Pharisees and the teachers of the laws to complain and be jealous And they accused Jesus of welcoming sinners and to eat with them.
哦，所以主耶稣为了要回答哦，他当时的这些法利赛人跟文士，他为什么要跟这些娼妓哦，跟这个税吏哦来吃饭呢？
So Jesus told the parable to explain his position as to why he was dining with the tax collectors and the sinners.
哦，以及要纠正哦，当时这些法利赛人和文士们哦，他们那种错误的这个心态。
And his intention was to correct the misperception and the misunderstanding from the Pharisees and the teachers of the law.
所以主耶稣就一口气啊，连续讲了三个比喻。
So right there and then, Jesus, in one shot, told three parables.
哦，失羊、失钱，还有浪子。
He talked about the lost sheep, the lost coin, and the lost son.
哦，其实这三个比喻啊，围绕的是同一个中心思想。
In actuality, all three of these parables had a common theme.
哦，来告诉当时的这些法利赛人跟文士，为什么他要接近这些罪人？哦，而且啊，接纳他们的原因呢？
Basically, these three parables explained the reason why Jesus would draw close to the tax collectors and the sinners.
哦，如同失去的羊、掉了的钱，还有走掉的儿子一样。
Just like the parables, if the effects of losing a sheep, losing coin, and losing a son.
哦，在他们还没有走丢了，还没有掉了，哦，还没有离家出走之前呢，同样都属于他，哦，这个的他的主人啊，他的父亲所拥有。
All of these things before they were lost, they all belong to their master.
哦，走丢了，掉了，哦，以及离家出走，这些事实没有办法改变，哦，他归属于他的主人，他的父亲的这个事实呢。
So just the fact that, the sheep was lost, the coin was lost, or the son, went away from his father does not change the fact that, they were once belonged to their master.
哦，也就是说，哦，这个丢掉的羊在丢掉之前、丢掉以后，都是他主人的。
In other words, the lost sheep before it was lost and after it was found, it all belonged to its master.
哦，掉的那一块钱呢，在丢掉之前跟丢掉以后啊，同样都属于那个主人的。
The coin that was lost prior to it being lost and after it was found, it still belonged to the same master.
哦，那这个离家出走的小儿子。哦，在离家出走之前以及离家出走以后啊，同样都是他父亲的儿子，这个是不会变的。
The lost son before he decided to leave his father, and after he came back, he is still his father's son.
哦，既然啊，这个归属、这个拥有权是不变的，那这个主人他有义务。必须要把失去的羊、掉了的钱，哦，把它拿回来。
So, given the fact that the ownership of these things does not change, therefore the owner of the lost item or the lost sheep or lost son have the responsibility to regain the things that he or she lost.
哦，这个父亲呐，有权利啊，重新接纳，哦。这个离家出走又浪子回头的小儿子。
The father has the right to once again welcome back the lost son.
哦，所以为什么耶稣要跟这些税吏哦，跟这些娼妓在一起接纳他们的缘故
？So that's the reason why Jesus would want to associate himself with the tax collectors and the sinners.
哦，因为这些罪人。在犯罪之前，跟在悔改以后啊，同样都是属于天父真神的。
Because these people, before they sinned and did wrongdoings, or after they repented and came back to God, they all belong to God.
哦，那另外一个主耶稣用这个失羊、失钱跟浪子回头的比喻， 同时啊，也要来告诉当时哦质疑他、批评他的法利赛人跟文士一个事实。
And the other reason why Jesus shared these three parables of the lost sheep and coin son was because he wanted to point to the Pharisees and the teachers of the law a fact.
失去的东西，它的价值越大，哦，那当找回来的时候，那个快乐也应该越大。
And that's the concept that the item that you lose, if it's more precious and more valuable, the happier and the more joyful that you will receive when you find the item again.
一百只羊里头的一只，十块钱里头的一块，两个儿子当中的一个，我们看到，哦，这个价值越来越高了。
The sheep that was lost was 1 out of 100. The coin that was lost was 1 out of 10. The son that was lost was 1 out of 2. And as you can see, the value of these parables describing the things that was lost increases with each parable.
找回来之后啊，理当是更加的欢喜快乐。
So of course, the father that lost the son after the son returned, of course he would be even more happier and he would rejoice.
哦，所以晚上要跟大家分享的这个浪子的比喻啊，正是针对哦当时这些批评耶稣的法利赛人跟文士啊，哦，他们的一种心态的一个纠正。
So the parables again, When this chapter is Jesus' desire wanting to correct the Pharisees and the teachers of the laws in their wrongful thinking.
好，那晚上小弟想说，从这个比喻里头的三个角色，就是父亲、大儿子跟小儿子啊，这三个角色分别啊，从当中提出一些教训。来相互学习跟勉励。
So tonight I'd like to talk about the parable of the lost son, and through the position and the perspective of the father and the older son and the younger son, I'd like to discuss points of which we can learn from.
好，第一个，我们来看看这个小儿子。
First of all, let's take a look at the younger son.
哦，被称作浪子哈，这个小儿子。
The lost son.
哦。他是一个失落的儿子。
He was definitely a prodigal son.
哦，刚刚我们所读到的啊，这个经文告诉我们哈，啊，他要求啊，把应得的家产分给他。
So from the verses we read, the first thing that he asked was to be given his share of his inheritance.
哦，然后他就任意放荡，浪费钱财。
And then thereafter, he squandered his life and his wealth and lived wildly.
哦，在这两处的经文告诉我们，这个小儿子成为浪子的原因，以及成为浪子的景况。
And so within these few verses, it talks about how this person became lost and how, under what circumstance, was he lost.
哦，他为什么成为浪子？
So why did he become a lost?
哦，如同他在这里所说的，哦，他啊要他父亲呢，啊，把他应得的家业分给他。
So here, says that he demanded for his father to give him his share of the estate.
哦，首先呢，他认为那个哦家业是他应得的了。
So number one, he felt that he deserved, and he's entitled to.Portion of his father's estate.
哦，这个是我应该得的，所以你应该要给我。
So he felt that was his. He's entitled to it. Therefore, you owe it to me.
哦，那个家业是他父亲哦奋斗啊，他父亲呢，啊，辛勤所得着的。
But he doesn't realize that the estate was accumulated by his father through hard work and many years.
哦，当然了，儿女哦，这个父母为儿女积财呀，啊，哦，这个是自古以来呀，啊，哦，经常啊，我们看得到的事实。
It is pretty natural that parents from ever since mankind would try to accumulate wealth and benefits for their children.
哦，犹太人的文化跟我们中国人比较类似哈。
The Israelites, the culture is very similar to our Asian culture.
哦，为人父母的总是啊，希望自己的儿女，哦，不要像自己一样哦，白手起家那么的辛苦啊。
And they share the same concept in that they feel like they need to work hard so that their children would not have to suffer as much.
哦，自己再怎么辛苦，再怎么省吃俭用啊，总是希望让自己的儿女。哦，不要在人生的这个起跑点上，哦，就受苦了，就输给别人了。
So the concept or the notion of that they as parents will work harder and toil and suffer more in this world so that one day their children don't have to start from scratch and have to go through the same sufferings that they would have to.
哦，但是为人儿女的哦，很多时候并不了解父母亲的这种苦心呢。
However, as the children, they don't understand the goodwill or good intent of their parents.
哦，反倒认为说啊，你父母亲理当就是啊，哦，要多存点钱呐，哦，将来啊，家产啊，让我多分一点呐。
So they feel that they are entitled, and that it is the parents' responsibility to begin with to accumulate more wealth. For them.
养育儿女是你们父母亲的义务啊。
They feel that it is the parents' responsibility. It was their choice to have children. Therefore, it's their responsibility to take care of them.
哦，就好像这个小儿子对他父亲说，把应得的家也分给我。
Just like the younger son here, saying to his son, "Father, give me my share of the estate."
哦，这个是我应得的。
He felt that was what he deserves.
哦，这个言下之意啊，哦，一点呐，感恩之心都没有啊。
So you can tell that he did not appreciate his father.
哦，我们看到现在，很多所谓的富二代啊，他们的表现呢，真的让他们的父母亲啊蒙羞。什么是富二代？哦，就是有钱的第二代啦。
So nowadays, sometimes when you see very wealthy families, and their kids are very pitiful and very bad.
哦，因为他们不了解父母亲的苦心呐，也没有看过父母亲吃苦的这个过去。
Because they did not, they can't see the hard work. And the efforts of their parents, and they did not go through the same suffering their parents did.
啊，甚至反而还觉得说，啊，人家的父母亲留给他的儿女啊，哦，有多少多少啊，我的父母亲才留这么一点点给我。
Furthermore, some of them even complain that, and by comparing how much more their friends' parents would leave for them and prepare for them, and complain to their parents that they don't leave enough.
哦，一点这个感恩回报的心都没有哦。
那 they do not have the sense of appreciation for their parents.
很多时候啊，我们呢，也都很像这一个小儿子，哦，对我们天父真神呢，丝毫都没有感恩之心。
Oftentimes we are like the younger son, with the mentality that we feel that we're entitled and we do not have the heart of thanksgiving to our Heavenly Father.
哦，对于神所赏赐给我们的一切，哦，安排我们啊生活上丰盛的一切，很少会存着感激之心。
We find ourselves rarely having a sense of appreciation for all the various blessings and accommodations and our belongings that we have through our life.
哦，当有所成就，哦，飞黄腾达，总是认为啊。这是靠我自己得到的啦。
And one day, when we become successful, when we become wealthy, we oftentimes would credit everything to our own name and our own glory.
哦，因为我聪明才智过人嘛。
We may say it is because I'm smart and wise, more so than other people. That's why I'm successful.
所以成功是应该的。
So of course, that's the natural.Product or byproduct of being wise and smart.
哦，这个成果是我应得的。
I worked hard for my success.
我们想一想，我们跟这个小儿子有什么不同啊
？So when we think about this, how different are we from this younger son?
哦，那再来这个小儿子啊， 要分家产的目的是什么？
Further, what is the young son's intent of wanting his father to give him his portion of the estate?
从他这个不多几日啊，把一切所有都收拾起来，往远方去，任意放荡，浪费钱财。我们知道这个小儿子要争取自主权呢。
So verse 13 says, not long after that, the younger son got together all he had, set off for a distant country, and there squandered his wealth and wild living.
要在外面呢，这个快乐自由，不愿意在家中接受父亲的约束。
Just tells us that all he wanted to do is to enjoy himself. He wants to get away from his father and do whatever he liked to do.
觉得在家里父母亲这个管得太严了，太啰嗦，太唠叨了。
He probably felt constrained and controlled at his own under his father's house, and he felt that he didn't have the freedom that he wanted.
一下子说这个。这个不要玩玩这个玩电脑玩太久一下子说要早点睡
He didn't want to be told that he can't play the computer or he has to go to sleep earlier.
管这个管那个烦死了。
Everything he must have felt that everything he wants to do was regulated and he was annoyed.
我要自由，我要做自己的主。
Therefore, he has the desire of wanting freedom. He has the desire of wanting to be his own master.
所以他想要他父亲把他应得的这个产业给了他，他要过自己的生活了。
That's why he wanted his father to give him his share of his wealth so that he can go off and live his own life.
很多时候我们也跟这个小儿子一样。
A lot of the times, we are like the younger son.
只要我喜欢，有什么不可以
As long as I like it, what's the problem?
要怪都怪我父母亲从小就把我抱到教会去继续受洗。
And I blame my parents for making the decision for me while I was an infant to have me baptized.
必须要接受这个圣经的教诲跟约束。
Forcing me and coercing me to learn and to keep the regulations of the Bible.
看看这些还没有信主的同学、朋友、同事，多好啊！
We may be wondering and envious of our non-believer friends of this world, envying them that they have the ultimate freedom that they can do anything they want, and how come we can't?
不像我啊。这个也不行，那个也不行，这个不是我自己的人生啊！我的人生不是我自己做主。
Comparing to them, we are heavily regulated and constrained. We don't have our own ability to live our own life, and that's such an annoyance.
所以我要自由。
Therefore, we may feel that we want freedom.
我要自主。
We want our independence.
我不要任何人来管辖，连神。连耶稣也不允许。
At times, you may feel that we do not want anyone to control us. Further, we do not want God to meddle with our lives.
我们想想看，我们不是浪子吗
？So, don't you think at the time when we feel that way, aren't we like the younger son?
很多时候，我们都已经是浪子了。
Many, many times in our lives, we've become the younger son.
好，再来。这个小儿子他也是一个肯回头的儿子。
The second point I'd like to make about the younger son is that he actually does have the ability to or inclination to return back home.
刚刚我们说到说小儿子为什么要离家出走，因为他要争取自主权。
We discussed earlier the reason why the younger son wanted to leave his father was because he wanted his own independence.
他渴望到远方去任意而行。
Therefore, he wanted to go somewhere far, far away so that he could live as he pleased.
结果呢，他虽然达到目的了。
Even though he accomplished that goal,
能够为所欲为的
he was able to live how he wanted to.
能够想怎么样就怎么样
he was able to make his own decisions.
但只不过是转瞬之间他连吃这个猪所吃的豆荚的自由都没有了
But faster than he would realize, he was not he was he did not have anything to the point where that he longed after what the pigs were eating.
最终吃的不是乐。
At the end, he did not have any happiness.
反而是辖制，反而是束缚啊。
At the end, what he obtained through his efforts were further restrictions.And limitations of what he can do.
你看那些瘾君子哈，那个抽烟的瘾君子哈，饭后一根烟，快乐似神仙，好像潇洒的不得了哈，舒服的不得了。
You see some people that are addicted to nicotine through cigarettes. At the time when they're enjoying their cigarettes, they feel like that they're walking on air and.What a wonderful way of enjoying themselves after they eat or after a stressful day.
但是你看他没有烟抽的时候啊，又是打哈欠，又是流眼泪啊，全身都不对劲啊。
However, you have to see them when they don't have cigarettes to smoke. They feel like very tired. They are very lethargic and they shake. Their whole body will shake.
同样的。被酒精所捆绑的人，那个酒瘾犯的时候，多么的痛苦啊
！Likewise, when for those that are alcoholic, when they need to drink, or when they don't have alcohol to drink, their physical body will not feel very well.
被毒品，被药物滥用，甚至被这个赌博啊，所捆绑的人，有多少
？How many people do you know that are entwined and addicted to drugs, addicted to gambling, and a lot of different things.
我们每次收音机一打开，在介绍赌场的时候，后面总是还有一个赌博求助专线。
Sometimes when you see the commercial on the television that are advertising the casinos, they would have. Almost a 1-800 number for you to call to for advice, expert secrets.
所以最终之乐不是乐反而是一种辖制，一种束缚啊。
And so the type of happiness and enjoyment that this younger son pursued after is not true enjoyment or happiness in life.
就像这个小儿子一样本来是富家公子啊。
Just like this younger son, originally he was a son within a very wealthy family.
为了要追求他自认为的自由。
In order for him to pursue after what he considered true freedom.
结果沦落为养猪的奴隶了。
His conclusion was that he was feeding the pigs and wanting to eat.Of the pig's food.
连要吃猪所吃的豆荚，这个基本的自由都没有。
He was not even, he does not even have the ability, and whereabout to eat the pig's food.
所以我们基督徒我们所追求的自由是在真理保障之下的真自由。
So as Christians, the freedom that we pursue after.Are within the confines of the truth.
必须要接受真理的规范。
We have to accept the restrictions and the parameters of the truth.
就好像这个风筝一样。
Just like people that are casting a kite.
这个风筝必须愿意接受这个绳子的这个约束。
The kite must be willing to accept.The control and the restriction from the string.
才能够在天空翱翔。
So that it could fly and soar in the sky.
不然的话必定会坠到地上。
Otherwise, it will crash onto the ground.
沉沦毁灭了。
And be destroyed.
所以这个小儿子还好他懂得及时回头。
Luckily, this younger son had the sense of.Repenting and returning to his
father. 从他的回头我们也看到三个步骤。
So we can see three steps through the process of his repentance.
说他醒悟过来了。
First, he came to his senses.
然后说我要起来了。
And then he was determined to rise up again.
然后于是起来。
And then he got up.
我们看到，他醒悟了，他决心了， 以及他有所行动。
So the first was that he came to his senses. Second, he set his determination and goal. And third, he actually carried out his determination.
他知道他错了。
He realized that he was wrong.
所以他说我得罪了天，也得罪了父亲。
That's why he said that he sinned against the heaven and against his father.
我要起来。
He wants to rise up again.
他决心要认错。
He was determined to repent.
他甚至自觉不配当。儿子的
He even confessed that he's not worthy of being his father's son.
他有所行动。
He has actions.
他甚至要求父亲只要在父母家里头当个雇工来赎过去的错误。
He even asked his father to allow him to return to the family, but not as his son, but as his servant.
我们基督徒要灵性复兴也是这样子。
As Christians, this is how we must draw closer to God.
要能够醒悟。
We have to come to our senses.
要有决心。
We must have determinations.
要有行动。
And we have to couple our determination with actions.
要能够知错。
We have to be able to acknowledge our wrongdoings.
要愿意认错。
We have to be able to acknowledge our sins.
并且还要改错。
And further, we have to be able to change ourselves so we don't sin anymore.
很多时候神会用逆境来管教我们，来提醒我们。
Many times, our God uses calamities to remind us.
在圣灵的感动，在圣经神话语的光照之下，来责备我们。
Oftentimes, through the words of God, through the Spirit of God.He rebukes us.
我们都会有短暂的醒悟过来。
And oftentimes we will come to our senses and momentary realization.
为了自己过去的错误来懊悔。
So oftentimes, as a result, we will regret and be remorseful of our wrongdoings.
但很多时候我们单单只是懊悔却没有改变。
However, unfortunately, many times,we just settle for being remorseful, but without following up with actions.
有醒悟，有立志，却是没有行动。
We may come to our senses. We may set our goals and determination, but that's we stop right there, and we do not carry out any our determinations.
甚至很多时候。我们虽然知错，但是我们不一定愿意认错的。
Sometimes, we come to our senses, but we do not acknowledge that we have done anything wrong.
我们会为自己找很多的理由来搪塞。
Because we would make a lot of excuses to justify ourselves.
更不要谈说勇于改过了。
Not to mention, how we can change or how we can correct ourselves.
所以我们看到这个小儿子他之所以愿意回头，有他可贵的地方。
So you have to give credit to the younger son that he came to his senses and he was willing to repent and turn around.
他不但醒悟，他知错了。
Not only he came to his senses, but he acknowledged his wrongdoings.
他并且立志了，我要回家。
And on top of that, he was determined that he shall return home.
而且他还有实际的行动。
And he followed up.His determination with real actions.
所以我们也应当学习这个小儿子。
So we must learn after the younger son.
我们立志来做一个肯反省、肯悔改、肯改变的好信徒。
We have to be determined that to become a Christian that is able to come to our senses, that is able to be determined to change.And that we're able to follow up with actions.
这个小儿子代表着当时那些税吏跟娼妓需要悔改的人。
So the younger son actually symbolized the tax collectors and the sinners at the time that who needed to repent.
也代表着今天我们这个所有的。被过犯所胜的这些基督徒
，and also it symbolizes represents all of the members of Christ or the Christians that have done something wrong, sinned against God, and are in need of repentance.
要像这个小儿子一样。
All of these people must learn after the younger son.
回到天父的怀抱。
They must go back to the bosom of the heavenly Father.
回到神的家里头。
They have to go back to the house of God.
来回应啊，这个主耶稣所讲的浪子回头的比喻。
So, to fulfill the true lesson of the parable of the lost son.
再来，我们来谈谈这个父亲哦。
So then, let's discuss the father.
这个父亲呢，主耶稣用这个比喻当中的父亲，来象征着天父真神的角色。
So in this parable, the father that Jesus speak of represents the heavenly father, the God in the heavens.
殷勤的盼望这个浪子啊，能够回头啊。
He longed after his younger son or lost son to return to him.
并且高兴的来恢复这个浪子他的身份地位。
And once he realized the son returned, he was overjoyed and welcomed him back and reestablished his position.
我们来看看他多么的殷勤，盼望他这个浪子啊能够回头。
So let's look at how much desire he had towards his son returning home.
刚刚我们读的经文告诉我们说，小儿子于是起来往他父亲那里去，相离还远。他父亲看见就动了慈心，跑去抱着他的颈项，连连与他亲嘴。
So we talked about the fact that the younger son got up and went to his father. But the Bible says, while he was still a long way off, his father saw him and was filled with compassion for him.
很能啊，来表达这位父亲等候他的这个浪子能够回头的心情。
And he ran to him. And it's very difficult to probably experience what the father felt at the time, his compassion, his joy for his son.
说相离还远的时候，他父亲就看见哦。
It says that when his son was still a long ways off, his father saw him.
就动了慈心了。
That he was filled with compassion.
本来啊，年轻人这个眼力啊，一定比老人家好嘛。
You can say that the younger you are, the better your eyesight would be.
再加上啊，这个小儿子啊，已经花尽一切了，这时候一定是蓬头垢面了，衣衫褴褛啊，已经没有他原本出门的那个时候的风光好看。
You can say that the younger son, because he has lost everything, he learned his lesson. He's no longer as glorious and as proud of a man compared when he first left his family.
但是父亲却是一眼就认出他来了。
But so he probably looked really downcast and depressed. But the father, at first glance, recognized his own son.
那不等这个儿子啊跑来向父亲认错，而却是父亲啊跑去迎接这个浪子。
So it wasn't the scenario was not that the son ran to his father and threw his arms around him, but rather the father saw his son andHe ran to his son and threw his arms around his son.
也不嫌他身上脏，身上臭。
He did not mind that his son was filthy and didn't smell very good.
连连与他亲嘴啊，来接纳他。
He even kissed him and put his arm around him to welcome him.
我们的天父啊，也正是这样子来爱我们。
Our heavenly Father loves us the same way.
来接纳我们。
That is how he accepts us.
如同这个诗篇103篇。
Just like Psalm 103.
在这个十节十一节那边所说的。
In verse 10 and 11, which it says.
神啊，没有按照我们的罪过来对待我们。
That God does not judge us or treat us in accordance to the sins, to our sins.
也没有按照我们的罪孽来报应我们。
And he does not repay us according to our iniquities.
如果神要查究我们的罪啊，谁能够站立得住啊？
If God wants to account for our sins, then whichever one of us can stand up to him.
神总是用他的慈爱 来爱我们。
God always treats us with His compassion.
每当我们软弱，每当我们失败。
And any time when we are weak or when we have failed.
神一方面很痛心，那一方面呢，总是用这种大爱来爱我们，来等候我们回头。
On one hand, God would be very depressed for us or saddened for us, but on the other hand, God will open His arm out to welcome us back to Him.
这个就是天父的爱。
So that is the love from our Heavenly Father.
我们亲爱的弟兄姐妹。
Our beloved brothers and sisters.
我们要立志，不要当一个让父亲失望的孩子。
We have to be determined that we should not become the child that would disappoint our father.
这个就是我们的天父啊，在这个浪子的比喻里头啊，给我们第一个功啊，第一个哈啊，让我们看见的哦，这个启发啊。
So that's of course one of the lessons that through the parable of the lost son that our heavenly father want us to learn.
那第二个我们看到这个做父亲的，他很高兴，很快乐的，马上就恢复这个浪子他的身份跟地位。
The second point is that the father right away, without wasting any time, revived or reestablished his son's position in the family.
当这个小儿子决定要回家之前预备了一段悔改的话。
The son probably prior to getting to his house, his home, he probably prepared some remorseful statements.
父亲啊，我得罪了天，又得罪了你，从今以后，我不被称为你的儿子，把我当作一个故工吧。
Therefore, he said to his father, "Father, I have sinned against heaven, against you. I am no longer worthy."To be called your son.
我们看到在他还没有跟他父亲讲这一段话之前呢。
So we can see that prior to his son saying this to him.
他的父亲呢就已经赶快叫仆人把上好的袍子拿出来给他穿了。
His father already ordered his servants to quickly bring the best robe and put it on him.
这个时候这个浪子衣衫褴褛哪里有荣耀？但是那个袍子穿上去就有荣耀了。
So obviously the lost son was in shambles and was very dirty and so did not have much glory. But once he was changed clothes and he was wearing the best robe that his father gave him, he regained his stature and glory.
叫人家把戒指给他戴上去。
His father ordered his servant to give his son his ring back.
这个是权柄的象征。
And that's obviously a sign of status.
这个时候的浪子哪里有权柄啊？他只不甚至是被人家看不起一个养猪的一个奴隶啊。
And at prior to that, the lost son did not have any stature or status. Obviously, he was hired to feed the pigs in the field.
又吩咐仆人。把鞋子穿在这个儿子身这个脚上。
He also ordered his servants to put sandals on his son's feet.
在古时候只有主人才能够穿鞋子这个仆人是没有这个穿鞋子的资格的。
In those days, only the master would have the right to wear sandals. The servants did not have the ability to wear sandals.
这个时候的这个小儿子他哪里有什么地位但是他的爸爸恢复了他这个公子的地位
So his son prior to that lost all his status in the world, but his son revived and reestablished his son's status in the world.
吩咐仆人把牛犊牵来宰了，好好的来庆祝，来快乐。
He then ordered his servants to bring the fattened calf.And kill it, and let's have a feast to celebrate.
父亲全然的赦免这个小儿子过去一切的这个错误。
We can see that the father completely had forgiven the entire wrongdoings of his son.
哦，没有责备，没有惩罚。
He did not rebuke him at all. He did not punish him at all.
哦，只愿意他能够回来就好。
As he only longed for him to return.
哦，所以我们看到哦，这个父亲是多么的乐意来接纳他这个回头的浪子。
So we can see here that his, the father was more than willing to welcome his lost son back.
哦，恢复他应得的这个身份哦，甚至是不配得的身份。
To revive his son's status and position, and you can argue that his undeserving position.
哦，所以我们看到啊，这个浪子比喻里头。主耶稣啊，用这个天父啊，哦，对啊，这个浪子哦，殷勤的接纳哦，以及啊，哦，没有条件的赦免哦，来告诉当时的法利赛人跟文士。
So you can see here that Jesus, through the compassion, unconditional love that the Heavenly Father have towards mankind, as a method to encourage the Pharisees and the teachers of the law.
哦，这个就是天父慈悲的心肠。
And that revealed to everyone the true compassion and mercy of our Heavenly Father.
哦，也是今日我们的天父真神对我们的软弱的包容的态度。
So it also reveals to us that in our current time, the way that God has compassion on us.
哦，所以啊，我们弟兄姐妹，哦，我们应有这么样的一个慈爱的父亲呢，我们应该哦，要懂得把握。
So, brothers and sisters, I'd like to encourage you to cherish, our heavenly Father for him, for his compassion and love for us.
哦，把握这个悔改的机会。
We have to cherish.The opportunity to repent.
哦，以免在将来的审判台前才来后悔哦。
To avoid any remorse, at the time, at the day when we are being judged.
啊，那最后哈、哦，就是这个大儿子哦，也是耶稣啊，接着讲哈、哦，连续讲这三个比喻了的最主要的重点。
So lastly.We can take a look at the older brother, and I feel that he is actually the main focus of this parable.
哦，这个大儿子哈、哦，生气啊，不肯进到房子里头啊，跟他的父亲还有他的弟弟一起快乐。
His older brother became angry and refused to go inside to join in on the celebration with his father and his younger brother.
耶稣要用这个角色来告诉当时的这些法利赛人跟文士。
Jesus wanted to use this older brother to tell a message to the Pharisees and the tax collector, the Sadducees.
哎，首先哈，这个大儿子，他心中充满着怒气。
First, the older brother became angry.
哦，因为他没有办法体会他父亲的心意。
Because he was not able to relate his father's mentality.
哦，弟弟啊，在外面任意放荡，浪费钱财。
He felt that his brother squandered his father's wealth away, away from home.
哦，以他自以为是、自以为意的这个看法，弟弟已经是没救了。
He was selfish. He did as he pleased, and to him, his younger brother was basically lost.
哦，已经罪大恶极啊，无可救药了。
That he was able to come back and repent.
哦，就算他还没有死啊，哦，哎，哥哥已经把他盖棺论定了。
And even though the younger brother has not died, his older brother basically considered his younger brother dead.
哦，但是这个大儿子看自己就不是这样啊。
However, on the other hand, of course, the older brother has a different viewpoint about himself.
哦，哎，在父家殷勤耕作，从没有违背过父亲的命令。
Of course, he would think that he has been loyal to the family. He's been serving his father.
哦，所以他没办法了解为什么父亲对这么荒唐的弟弟。哦，竟然没有任何的责骂，啊，反而高兴的来迎接他回家。
So therefore, of course, he could not relate or understand why his father would not even rebuke his younger brother at all, and in fact, celebrates upon his return.
哦，所以他很生气。
That's why he became angry.
哦，但我们想想看，这么多年来，哦，大儿子虽然跟爸爸都在同住在家里啊。
So if you think about it, all these years the older brother was living with the father.
哦，但是啊，他的心啊，却跟他的父亲相离的甚远。
But his heart was much different and apart from his father.
哦，从来啊也没有体会过他父亲的心意，满足过他父亲的心肠。
He was not considerate of what his father was thinking about, and he did not share his goal.
如果能够体会的话，哦，不要说啊，哦，出去找弟弟回来，劝弟弟回来啊。哦，就算是弟弟回来了，也应该高兴的哦，来不及呀。
If he actually understood his father, and if he was considerate of what his father really wanted, he could have went out and tried to get a search for his brother. And at the minimum, what he could have done was welcome his brother back when he returned.
啊，这下子爸爸啊，终于可以放心了。
Because to him. He could have felt at peace because his father was at peace.
哦，不再挂念弟弟了。
Because his father no longer worried about his younger son.
哦，他更不会称他自己弟弟呀，说你这个儿子。
And if he felt that way, then he would not feel this way against his brother.
哦，所以他如果真的能够体会父亲的心意啊，就不会拒绝。进入家里头啊，来欢迎他的弟弟回家。
If he truly shared the same compassion and consideration of his father's desire and feelings, then he would then go and celebrate with them.
哦，所以耶稣用这个大儿子啊，来象征当时的法利赛人呢，拒绝这些罪人哈啊、税吏啦、娼妓回头悔改。
And so, The Jesus used this parable and the example of the older brother to symbolize the Pharisees and the teachers of the law that they refused to accept the sinners back.
但有时候我们想一想，这也是我们很容易犯的一个毛病。
Sometimes, if you think about it, we are like this older brother.
或许我们在教会里头，我们都是服侍神多年的好信徒。
Perhaps we are model citizens or model Christians in our church.
但是在肢体间真正需要用爱包容的时候，用爱宽恕的时候。
But when the moment presents itself where we need to use our love and compassion on other people,
我们会不会也像这个大儿子一样，让我们的天父啊啊失望啊
？Will we be like the older brother, disappointing his father?
或许在教会里头，我们也像哦这个大儿子所说的，我们从未违背过神的命令。
Perhaps we feel justified because we can say without a doubt that we have kept all the regulations and we've been a good Christian.
好，但是在关怀软弱肢体啊的上面呢，我们会不会也缴白卷呢
？But when it comes to caring for others, having compassion on others, and forgiving others, have we done any good? Have we done good in these areas?
哦，所以我们应当要立志做一个能够体会、能够满足天父真神心意的好信徒。
So we must be determined that to be considerate of others, and we also must be determined to carry out the intent of God.Which is for us to have compassion on others.
也许这是我们这些在神家里头的大儿子，我们要学的功课。
And perhaps, for those of us who are considered the older brother in the family of God, this is a lesson for us to learn.
再来这个大儿子啊，我们可以看到他心中充满着自以为是、自以为意。
And the older brother, we can tell that he felt that he was good. He felt that he was superior.
哦，他觉得啊，在道德方面啊，比他弟弟啊，哦，这个还好，高人一等。
He felt that he was much righteous than his brother, much, much better.
哦，他不断的标榜自己多好，并且批评他的弟弟，甚至啊，也批评他的父亲呢。
Not only he bragged about his good deeds, he despised his brother and he despised his father.
哦，他跟他的弟弟非常的不一样。
He was very different from his younger brother.
哦，弟弟说我得罪了父亲。
The younger brother acknowledged that he wronged his father.
哦，那这个大儿子啊，哦，却觉得父亲得罪他。
But on the other hand, the older brother felt that the father wronged him.
哦，那这个弟弟说自己不配当儿子。
The younger brother confessed that he was not worthy of being the son of his father.
哦，但是这个大儿子啊，却好像认为啊，这个爸爸不配当爸爸。
But the older brother accused of his father not worthy of being a father.
哦，所以他自觉呀，高人家一等。
He felt this way obviously because he felt that he was superior.
哦，表面上啊，他是一个乖顺的孩子。
And superficially, he appears to be a very obedient son.
哦，但心中却没有爱。
But he does not have love within his heart.
甚至啊，也没有尊敬。
And in actuality, he has no respect.
对弟弟没有爱，对爸爸没有尊敬。
He has no love for his brother, and he has no respect for his father.
哦，所以耶稣用这个大儿子来代表当时这些自以为是、自以为意的法利赛人跟文士。
So the Jesus wanted to use the example of the older brother to indicate the Pharisees and the teachers of the law that they were proud. And selfish.
曾经有人这样推论哦。
One time, a person had this theory.
说大儿子这种冷漠没有爱的态度啊，或许是造成他的弟弟离家出走的原因呢。
That perhaps is because the old brother's attitude and the way he treated others, that was the reason that caused the younger brother to leave the house.
哦，当然这是个推论啊。
Of course, that was just a theory.
哦，但是如果是真的是这样哦，那更值得我们这些信主多年呐、啊，哦，自认为是信仰比较好的哦弟兄姐妹啊，来反省哦。
And but it's worth us to consider, especially those of us who are considered the older brother in church. Thinking that we've spiritual cultivated ourselves over the years, we have to be careful.
因为我们自认为我们的信仰比人家好，高人一等，无形当中啊，伤害了那些软弱的肢体。
Because when we feel and express of our excellence and that we are superior than other people, sometimes we inevitably hurt other people.
哦，甚至造成啊，哦，这些弟兄姐妹啊。少来教会，不来教会的原因。
We may even cause other members of the church of losing faith and not coming to church.
哦，所以这个大儿子的自以为是、自以为意啊，哦，正是啊，今天我们在神的家里头哦的弟兄姐妹，我们要引以做鉴戒的。
So the older brother's self-righteousness and his lack of compassion. Requires us to be alert and examine ourselves.
好，所以今天晚上从这个浪子的比喻啊，当中的三个人物哦，让我们呢彼此来做分享跟学习。
So tonight, through the parable of the lost son and the three main characters within this parable, gives us wonderful teachings.
哦，让我们呢哦都愿意像这个小儿子哈，愿意能够悔改。愿意能够回到神的家来。
We hope that we can be like the younger son, can come around to our senses, willing to repent, willing to return home.
哦，让我们都能够了解哈、哦，明白天父的心肠。
We hope that all of us can understand the intent and the goodwill of our heavenly Father.
哦，也以这个大儿子哈。这个自以为意自以为是，没有爱不了解天父的心肠来做鉴戒。
And as well, we should learn from the older brother's self-righteousness, his lack of compassion and love for others as a admonishment or a warning for us that we have to be careful.
让我们在教会里头，在神的家里，永远充满着这个快乐跟颂赞。
I hope that we can spend our time within the house of God full of praises and love for everyone.
好，那因为时间的关系，我们就直接一起跪下来做感谢的祷告。
Because of time, let us just proceed to kneeling down and pray.
我们祷告的时候就如同刚刚我们相互的学习一样。
And in our prayers, let us ponder of the lessons we just learned.
我们为我们自己也为这个软弱的弟兄姐妹来代祷。
Let us pray for our own spirituality, but also we should pray for those weak members.
一起祷告。
Let's pray.